Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I have something else on my heart for all of you and us. I'm dreaming of a conference in the fall. And I want to be finished and have it in print, if the Lord allows, my book that I've been writing for years about the bride. The bride is ready. And what it means in the scripture that the bride is ready. So I'm asking, throw me out some, when is it a good time for you? Is it in late summer, early fall, middle fall? Would you come as late as November? And this time, I think we want to have it in our little town of Dahlonega at the Methodist Church, perhaps, there. They want me to do it there. That's what I'm brooding on. I'm thinking on that. My pastor wants it to be there at the Methodist Church where I'm called to. And so that would mean a drive from the airport of 2.5 hours, and that's a lot to ask for anybody. So I don't know if that's even feasible, if you would like to come. It's a exquisite little all-American town. It's a high-rated tourist town. It's listed in the top 20 towns of the United States to visit. And it's been a wonderful kind of old-fashioned town in many ways, and where my children, my daughter lives, and my son-in-law and my grandchildren. Anyway, if that sounds good to you, kind of communicate with us and let us know if you'd be willing to drive. Now, I don't know I don't know if there would be an accommodation of a bus yet. I don't know that, but that's what I'm thinking. And I'm shocking John and Jennifer with these thoughts here right at this moment. Because I didn't.
This has every bit of surprise. And it's live and in person. So
it's now out in the open.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the being at the airport is the fact that people can fly directly in,
yes,
take a shuttle directly to it. There's a restaurant in the hotel, which makes it easy for people to, fellowship and eat. I don't know how it would work, but I believe that you are going to be teaching at the Methodist Church, regardless whether it's going to be a Shulamite conference or whether we're going to do the Shulamite conference as normal, and then you do a meeting. And if y'all are interested in coming to something like that, I know that we had a beloved brother from Ohio that came down during one of your sessions at the Methodist Church and was really impacted, and we'd love to see him come back down. But this is conjecture. This is all just wide open. There's nothing. Don't call and say what's the date and where the hotel do I stay at. This is all just wide open right now. This is a suggestion.
Jennifer, do you have anybody asking about a conference?
I have had off and on since the last conference, and usually in between them, people will say, hey, make sure that you let me know if there's going to be a conference. Hey, do you have any plans for a conference this year? Obviously, a lot of them are trying to get their plans set straight, weddings and anniversaries and things like that. And honestly, they want to make sure that those things don't get in the way of, so it's delightful to hear from them and that they so value the Lord and what he has to say through this ministry. So yes, I do. And it's always a great time, when we have a conference. So it's lovely. It is a homecoming. John said it's a homecoming. And I said it is a homecoming. I just want to say one final thing about the joy unequaled of being nothing. My prayers are being answered left, right, and center for this little booklet. My biggest prayer is that the seed would go straight into the heart. The seed that is filled with the Spirit's love, with His wisdom, with His revelation, with His complete and total acceptance of this nothing, of each of these nothings that He created. And I use acceptance, it's really not the word for it, but it is the embrace of the father to the prodigal. And, you know, that embrace came when the prodigal was nothing in reality about his nothingness. And that was what came. And that was really the feeling I had when reading it. It was like getting a hug from Jesus himself. And I wanted that. I wanted that for people who would get it. And, from what I can hear, that the Holy Spirit's anointing is absolutely intact. It's blazing.
You know, I have often said, and one time I said it to missionaries who were taking adoration around the world to mission fields to feed the souls of missionaries. And I said to them, you're looking at the poorest woman you've ever met. I've never given anything to the Lord. He's given everything to me. I've never given him a book. I've simply given him my body to write a book. So this is so much about this little booklet, and we've never made one this little. And I think it's just so exceptional that it's as small as it is and with the dynamite that the Lord has given. So I just want us to thank the Lord for trusting us with this message. Without Jennifer and John, it wouldn't be possible. And Jennifer initially wept through it too, didn't you, Jen? And so I just want to give God all the credit, all the glory, all the thanks for giving us this little jewel. And I don't hesitate to call it that either, because it is not from me. I lived it, but it's not of me. And from me, it is from Him for the glory of the Father. So we thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your great, marvelous fatherhood expressed, that your Holy Spirit expressed in this booklet. And we ask you to favor us again with your unction, that we might feed your sheep and tend your lambs and bring you glory for Jesus' sake and in His name. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.